Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Pei Zayin. The Mishnah over here is discussing the yeinos, the wines, which are possible in Nesachim. And the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, brings down the shita of Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, that any wine, sheyesh bo kmochim, is also possible in Mizbeach, possible in Nesachim. And the Gemara brings down the Mishnah says a pasuk shenema tmimim yiu lochem uminchosom tmimim yiu lochem veniskeim, which tells us that there's a din tmimus even by wine also because of tmimim yiu lochem veniskeim. The Rishash over here points out that even though this drasha is said like a hemshech of the words of Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda by yain sheyesh bo kmochim, but the emes this is not dafke shayches to Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda's shita. And it's a din, and it's muskim, everyone agrees, even according to the Rabbanon. All the psulim which we find over here by Yayin, the different wines which are possible in the Sochim, so too in the Sugyo, which we found earlier by Soiles and by Shemen, all is learned from this pasuk of Tmimim, Yiulachem u'minchosom, and Tmimim, Yiulachem v'niskeim, and it's not dafke sheiches to Shita Sebisi Bebuda, Benegea Kmochim. And this is Muchach in the Rambam also. The Rambam, even though he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, the Rambam says by us in Pirush HaMishnayis that ein halacha ke Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, and we hold yain sheyesh bo kmochim is kosher. Afal pi kein, even so, in the beginning of Yisurim Mizbeach, Perek Vav, the beginning of Perek Vav, he says that the reason why these wines are possible in the cases of yain emarushin and yain mosuk, like the Mishnah says, yain mevushel im hevi posel, says the Rambam, because of the drosha which the Mishnah says tmimim yulochem v'niskeim. Memelo we see mefurish, even though we don't paskin like Bisi Reb Yehuda, but the drosha of the Gemara is kula alma, even according to the Rabbanon. And this nekud also the case of Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Vav in Yisurim Mizbeach. He points out also that the drosha is even according to Rabbanon, even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda's halacha of yayin sheyesh bo kmochim. Now in the ikar halacha, and in this machlokes between Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda and Rabbanon, Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda holds that yayin sheyesh bo kmochim is possible, and we said the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis in Mavua that the Rabbanon disagree, and the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanon, ein halacha ke Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, and yayin sheyesh bo kmochim is kosher legabe mizbeach. Be'emes is not so simple how we paskin, because if we look later on in the Gemara later on has a shayla of Rabbi Yochanan, according to Shittas Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, was the halacha, if someone's makdish, yayin sheyesh bo kmochim, is he over the avera, is he over a lav of makdish of balmum, similar to other shayas which we found earlier from Rova, about makdish balmum, by soiles, by shemen, and Rabbi Yochanan clears this shayla by yayin. Now it seems from the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, that he asks his shayla on the Yosi ben Yehuda's halacha of yayin sheyesh bo kmochim, l'chir this would seem that he paskins like Yosi ben Yehuda, and he holds that yayin sheyesh bo kmochim be'emes is possible gabi mizbeach, and therefore yoiva if you're makdish balmum, because according to the Rabbanon that yayin sheyesh bo kmochim is kosher b'di'eved, then of course there's no issa of makdish balmum. Now be'emes we find a clear machlokes in the Rishonim. If we do paskin like Yosi ben Yehuda, or we paskin like the Rabbanon. Because as we mentioned, the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanon, that yayin sheyesh bo kmochim is kosher lekiddush. But we find the machlokes Rishonim in Hilchos Kiddush and Shabbos, in the Rechaim, Smir Yishayim Beis, Siv Gimel, over there the Beis Yosef brings down a shayla, where the yayin sheyesh bo kmochim is kosher for kiddush. The Mechaber paskins la halacha this way, like the Rambam, that yayin sheyesh bo kmochim is kosher for kiddush. But the Ramah over there brings down the day of the Ochis Chaim and the Modcha, that the day they hold, the Oisrim, they hold that Yayin Sheyesh bo kmochim is possible the Kiddush until you Mesanin, until you sift the kmochim out of the Yayin. Says Rabbi Agra, the reason why the Ochis Chaim and the Modcha hold that Yayin Sheyesh bo kmochim is possible the Kiddush is because Be'emes they paskin like Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda in our Sugya, Benegei HaNesachim, and they hold Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda passels this yayin l'nesachim, and the Gemara says in Baba Basra Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph that kol yayin ha-possel l'nesachim is possel l'kiddush. Memela so too they passel yayin sheyesh bo kmochim for kiddush. Now says the Bi'agra the reason why they argue on the Rambam and they hold that yayin sheyesh bo kmochim is possel like Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda la'alocha is because of this diuk of the Gemara later on by Rabbi Yochanan, which is mashma that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda. Memela they went ahead and paskin like Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, and this has an afgemin la'alocha benigei kiddush Because as we said, that the din of the yayin lekiddush depends on the yayin akoshen in the sochin. Now, points out the goyin, another nekuda in Shitas Ebyuti Be'eb Yehuda, who holds that yayin shish bekmochim posel, and we said, Ochis Chaim and the Montcha, they pask in this way. The Mishnah by us says that we should not use the wine in the chovis, mipiho. We shouldn't use it from the pair of the yayin, because sheyesh bo kemochim mipiyo mipnei kemochim euni, we should use mishlisha ha'emtzor. Says the goyin lechayra, if the yayin has any kemochim, Reb Yehuda holds, the whole wine becomes posel. Memela, if the wine you cannot use mipiyo mipnei kemochim, lechayra should passel the whole wine, even mishlisha ha'emtzor. Says the biagro ba'kochu, we have to learn according to Reb Yehuda, that when the Mishnah says that we should use the other chalokim of the wine, this only means in a case where it's after the sinun, after the sifting has already been done, then we should use the other chalokim of the wine, and we still shouldn't use the yayin mipio. But the mipio mipnei akmochim, if it's actually still kmochim in the wine itself, then the aloha is that the whole wine becomes possible, and you can't use anything, even the chelik of the wine, which is not mipio. This is how the Goyim points out in Urechaim over there in the Cheskidush, Simon Reshaim Beis, Sif Gimel. Al Kaponi, we have a machlikus over here in Shita Sebisi Be'eb Yudo. If we paskin like Sebisi Be'eb Yudo la aloche, and we said that the Rambam doesn't paskin that way, but Afal became the Ikud Drosha of the Gemara, of the Mishnah, of Tmimim, Yehu Lechem V'Niskeyem, this is a dim muskim lekula alma. Everyone agrees this is the Mekor to teach us all these aloches in our Pirik of having posle soiles and posle yayin, and so to posle shemen earlier in the Gemara, because Tmimim, Yehu Lechem U'Minchosam V'Niskeyem. Now, in this halacha of Tmimim Yulochem V'Niskeyem, we find a very interesting machlikus Rishonim, Benegea Nisuch HaMayim. Tosfos in Yuma, Samach Gimel Amud Beis, says in the middle of the Tosfos, that Nisuch HaMayim, the water which you use for Nisuch HaMayim, does not become possible, B'Sul Mum, enough that if someone's Makdish this Mayim, he should be over Mishum Makdish Bal Mum. Because by the Nisuch HaMayim, the water of a Mayim is not like the Yayin in our Sugya that has a psul of Mum, like we find by Soiles and by Shemen. But the Mayim, says Toysavis, does not become posel, but psul Mum enough that it should be over the Issa of Makdish or Bal Mum. The Mishnah Melech brings this down from the Toysavis in Isurim Mizbeach, Pe'ikvov, Aloche Gimel, that Mayim does not go into our Klal of the Sugya that is a psul of Tmimim Yulochem in his Keim. And Be'emes HaKayinuya earlier in Pehe Amud Beis, he asks, do we have to know where the Tosfos get this from? L'chayra, since the Makor for the Sugya of year is from Tmimim Yulochem V'Niskeyem, which is referring to Nisuch HaYayin, L'chayra says the Kayanayra Nisuch HaMayim is also included in V'Niskeyem. Memela, why should we not say that the Mayim should also become have a psul of Mum, just like we find by the Yayin? Why does Tosfos say B'Pshitas that the V'Niskeyem of the Pasuk is only referring to Nisuch HaYayin and Nisuch HaMayim, even though also has a Tosfos in the Sochim, is not included in the Psul of Mum? So it says the Kainuri Elchir, it's a Chiddush in Tosfos, we have to know where the Makor is. But Al Kaponim, this is Shitas HaTosfos, that in Mayim, there's no Psul of Mum, and the Din of Mum is only found by Soiles, Yayin, and Shemen, but not by Negea to the Nisuch HaMayim. Now, a very interesting question, and this will lead up to the Machlokes, that we're going to see that this the Divya Tosfos is not Muskim. Reb Beryl Soloveitchik in his Shuria agreed in Zvochim, Samech Dalet Omed Aleph, he asks a very strong question on Shitas HaTosfos that by the Mayim, there's no Psul of Mum. Says Reb Beryl, if we look in the Mishnah in Zvochim Samech Gimel Omed Beis, and the Gemara in Zvochim Samech Dalet Omed Aleph, we're there, the Mishnah is discussing the tachlis, the toyalets, which we use on the keren, dreimis marovis, for all different purposes, and the Mishnah over there explains that it's used for zrikas adam, and they used to be oilo le mizbeach, and they used to go and be makif, the whole mizbeach, biderech yamin, and they used to land up in the end by the keren, dreimis marovis. But says the Mishnah, the keren of dreimis marovis was also used for the nisuch hayayin v'hamayim. And over there, when the nisuch hayayin v'hamayim what used to take place on the Kohen Dreimis Marovis, then the Kohen used to go up on the Mizbeach directly to this corner of the Dreimis Marovis, and he didn't circle the whole Mizbeach Derech Yomin to go with the Yayin and the Mayim to get to the corner of the Kohen Dreimis Marovis. He used to go directly to this Kohen. Explains the Gemara, the reason is because we're choishesh that if the Kohen, even though the Halacha of Derech Yomin, which would make him go up on the other side and circle the whole Mizbeach, but we're scared that if he'll do so with the Yayin and the Mayim, then they will become puzzled through the Oshon of the Mizbeach. There's Kolbonos which are being burnt on the Mizbeach, and the smoke on the Mizbeach can go and puzzle the Yayin and the Mayim. Explains the Gemara with Chishish, Shema Yifselu, because Shema Yisashnu, they might become puzzled because they become Yayin Ma'ushon. Explains Rashi, that Yayin Ma'ushon is puzzled in Mizbeach, like it's Mavua by us in the Mishnah, that this is one of the Psulei Yayin, Yayin Ma'ushon is puzzled in Mizbeach, and therefore they went directly onto the Keren Derimis Marovis, and didn't circle home Mizbeach, that it shouldn't become Yayin puzzled through the Oshon HaMizbeach. The Rambam over there adds on clearly in the Pirush HaMishnayis that this is referring both to the Nisuch HaYayin and also to the Nisuch HaMayim. He also used to go up straight away to the Kerem HaDurimis Marovis in order that the Mayim should not become possible through the Oshon HaMizbeach. And says the Rambam, because if the Mayim will become Ma'ushan, then this will be a problem of Tmimim Yulochem V'Niskeyem, which is Mavu in the Mishnah Menoches. This is what passes the Yayin and the Mayim the Mizbeach. Mamili see Mefurish in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnah, is the way he explains the Mishnah over there in Zvochim, that even by Mayim also applies this klal of Tmimim Yulochem V'Niskeyem, and this is the reason why the Mayim had to go directly to the corner of the Rimis Marovis, and he didn't circle the Mizbeach, because it shouldn't become possible through being Ma'ushon. Sezer Beryl Chedis, a Pella on Tosfos, how is Tosfos going to explain the Mishnah? Why, by Nisuch HaMayim, if there's no psul of Tmimim Yu Lochem V'Niskeyem, what do we care if the Mayim becomes Ma'ushon, and it is not Tmimim, but there's no such din of psul Balmum by Mayim, so L'chiria, why can we not circle the Mizbeach by Nisuch HaMayim, and L'chiria, by Mayim, we have to understand according to the Tosfos, what should be the problem, Shemo Yis'ashnu. Says the Beryl Soloveitchik, L'chiria, according to the Tosfos, we can learn that is a different reason why by Mayim there'll be a problem if the Mayim becomes Ma'ushon. And the reason is we find a similar idea in the Porah Adumah, which you need to have the Mei Chatos. The Rambam Paskes in Nichus Porah Adumah, Perek Tes Aloch Yud Gimel. Any Mei Porah, Mei Chatos, Shenishtanu Mar'ein, there's a Shinui, there's a change to the color of the Mei Porah. If it's Machmas Atzmom, if it's a natural occurrence that this water changed color, then it's kosher. But says the Rambam, if it's Nishtanu Machmas Oshon, then it becomes possible because it's a Shinui Machmas Dovo Ache, and this becomes possible the Makori is from a Tesefta in Poro, in Peyuk Tes Halocha Hei, that any Shinui Mare, which changes the color of the Mechatos, because of something else, it's not Machmas Atzma, it's not natural, then becomes possible, and the reason is because there's Halocha of Mayim Chaim. The Posuk says we need to have Mayim Chaim straight from the Mayon into the Keli, and any time there's going to be a Shinui Mare, a change in the Mare, this is going to be a problem in the din of Mayim Chaim, and Mamela, this is going to be a psul benegeah Mechatos. Mamela says a burial, one can suggest that maybe this psul which we find by Mechatos, because there's a loch of Mayim Chaim, maybe this applies also by the Nisuch HaMayim, because we can say by Nisuch HaMayim also we need to have Mei Mayon, and Mamela, if the Mayim is going to become Nisashnu, it'll change color because of the Oshon, Mamela, the psul is not because of the psul of Mum, which Tosfos says doesn't apply by Mayim. The reason why it becomes possible is because there's a Shinui Mare, Machmas Oshon, which just like we find by the Mechatos, this is a problem of Mayim Chaim, so too this should puzzle the Mayim for Nisuch HaMayim. And Mamela, this will be the reason why the Kohen had to go up straight directly to the Keren Jeremis Marovis for the Nisuch HaMayim, that the Mayim should not become possible, Shinui Mare, Machmas Tova Achi. Mamela, there's no Makoy from the Mishnah itself to tell us that there's a psul mum by Mayim, even though the Rambam over there in Pirush HaMishnayis says Mefurish that the psul of our Mishnah is referring to Mayim also, and not like Tosfos. But Tosfos maybe would learn the Mishnah, the reason why the Mayim should become possible is because of Shinui Mare, and this is a problem of Mayim Chaim. Now says Reb Beryl that if we learn like this, we can say that the Machlekas of Rambam and Tosfos is Be'emes L'shitosom, because according to the Rambam, L'chiri, there's no way the Rambam can learn that this is the problem of the Mayim, by Nisuch HaMayim, there will be a problem in Mayim Chaim. Because the Mishnah says in Sukkah, Mem Chesamid Beis, that if by the Nisuch HaMayim they filled up before Yom Tov, the Nisuch HaMayim, the water from the Mayon, but says the Mishnah that if Nishpecha, the water was spilled out, or in Niskalso, it was Gilui, it was open, and we have a Chashash of Nechoshim, says the Mishnah, the Mayim becomes possible. Memela, what do we do? We go to the kiyor and we fill on the mayim from the kiyor and we use this may kiyor l'nisuch ha-mayim. Now, what is this water from the kiyor? This we find in Machlokes in the Gemara in Zvachim Chav Beis Amid Beis. If the may kiyor came from a mayon, it was shar may mois, the Rabbanon old, that the may kiyor was from any simple water, it wasn't from a may of a mayon. And the Rambam in Ilchus Bias Mikdosh, Pirkei Aloch Yud Beis, he actually paskins like the Rabbanon that the may kiyor was shar may mois, wasn't at all from a may mayon. Memela, if we see Mefurish in the Mishnah in Sukkah Memchetz Amid Beis, that the Nisuch HaMayim is going to be kosher from the Mei Kiyoy, which the Alocha, the Rambam Paskins, is also from other Mayim, not from a Mei Mayon, is Muchach that the Rambam holds, that the Din of Nisuch HaMayim does not need to have Mei Mayon from a Mayim Chaim. It is enough, any water from any bor is going to be kosher, and the Meila, this is the reason why we could use the Mei Kiyoy for the Mayim. Mashein came in Toisves, in Baba Basra, in Samech Amid Beis, Toitzvah in Bavasa is Mavur that may boris is possible from Nisuch HaMayim. So too the Rashbam in Bavasa in Tesamad Aleph, Tivah Maschil Mayim, is also Mavur that he holds that you need to have may mayon from Nisuch HaMayim. And explains the Rishash in Soita Tesvavamad Aleph that according to these Rishonim who hold that Nisuch HaMayim needs to have Mayim Chaim just like the Mechatos, Memela we have to say that the Mishnah says in Sukkah Memches, that we could use the Mekiyoy for the Nisuch HaMayim is only according to Shittas Rabbi Shmuel, who Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Mekiyoy was always Mayim Chaim, it came from a Mayon. Memela, he holds that you could use the Mekiyoy for Nisuch HaMayim. But Enchanami, according to the Rabbonon, who holds that the Mekiyoy was other waters, it wasn't Mayim Chaim, Memela, you can't use this Mayim for Mayim Chaim, and not like the Rambam Shitta, who paskins like the Rabbonon, and Afa Pikeni still says that we can use the Mekir for Nisuch HaMayim. Memela, we have learned here Machlekes, Rambam and Tosfos, whether the Nisuch HaMayim needs to have Mayim Chaim from a Mayon, or you can use any Mayim even from a Bor. Memela says Reberel, according to the Rambam, the Shittoso, he holds that there's no aloch of Mayim Chaim in the din of Nisuch HaMayim. Is Bal Kolchoch the reason why the Mishnah says there's a problem of the Oshon HaMizbeach, and this was the reason why you had to go directly to the Keren Dremis Marovis, is Muchach according to the Rambam, the reason is because of the Psul Mum, which is mentioned in our Sugya, and like the Rambam over there says in Pirush HaMishnayis. Mashenke Toisvus who holds that the Mayim, which you need for Nitzach HaMayim, is also Mei Mayon. Memela, we can say the reason why the Mayim will become possible through the Oshon HaMizbeach is poshut because it will become not Mayim Chaim, like we find by the Poros Chatos. The Mei Chatos becomes not Mayim Chaim. And Memela, this is the reason why it's possible. And Lo'ilom Tosfos holds in Yuma that there's no din mum only by Yain, Soilus, and Shemen, but not by the Mayim. And the Mishnah in Zvachim Samech Dalet will explain that the reason why the Oshon passels the Mayim is for the din of Mayim Chaim, which is Shittas HaTosfos, that the Nisuch HaMayim needs to have Mayim Chaim. So this Akapani says Rebel Shtickle to go Mimazbi, the Machlekes, Rambam and Tosfos, whether by Mayim, there's a din of Mayim Chaim or not, by Nisuch HaMayim, and this will depend in our Mishnah, whether the din of Tmimim Yiyu Lochem V'Nizkeihem is referring to the Nisuch HaMayim also, even though we have to understand, like the Keren Uri asked, where is the Makor of Tosfos to tell us that the din V'Nizkeihem is only referring to Nisuch HaYayin and not to the Nisuch HaMayim, and it seems that Tosfos has a reason to say that the niskeim of the pasuk is only nisuch hayayin and not nisuch hamayim. This is machlekes. He said this in machlekes Tosfos and the Rambam. Now, be'emes in the Mishnah, there's one psul of yayin which the Rambam brings down, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah, and this is the psul of gilui, which we mentioned from the Mishnah in Sukkah Memches Amid Beis, that mayim o yayin shenisgalu, says the Rambam in Isurim Mizbeach Perikvav Aloch Yud, yayin shenisgalo, which was left open overnight, is posel gabei mizbeach, and this is not quoted in our Mishnah, but the Rambam brings this down, that this is one of the psule yayin, which is mentioned in Rambam, that is posel in the Sochim. But the Biskirov over here in the Chidushim, he asks, that we have to know, since Rambam paskins this halacha, bein legabe yayin, but also legabe mayim, by the water, the Rambam paskins in Tmidim or Musafim, peik yud halacha yud, that any water which is in the skalo becomes posel. So why over here in Isurim Mizbeach, where it's discussing the psulim of mum lemizbeach, he doesn't mention that mayim also shenisgalo is posel lemizbeach, and he only brings this down later on in Hilchos Tumim Musafim, and over here only brings down the halacha of yayin shenisgalo. Explains the Biskirov, where he says this thing in the Kuda, that in the Iker problem of Yayin Shenizgala of Gilui, why is the Oselem Mizbeach, Rashi in Sukkim and Chesem at base explains that the reason is because by the Nisuch HaMayim we need to have a certain amount of Mayim and we're scared that if it was left open overnight, maybe the Eres of the Nochosh, this is what's Mashlim the Shia. The Shia which we have is not just of Mayim, we have a bit of Eres also, poison of the Nochosh, and this has got Eres Mayim and the Mela is missing in the Shia for Nisuch HaMayim. But the Achrinim and Agoris of the Cheshek Shleim over there, so too Nois Yankiv in his Tshuva, Semeches, Yivkot and Dalet, and others, they all ask on Rashi that if we look in the Yerushalmi, we find a different reason what the problem of Mayim Shenesgala, why is it possible Lagam Mizbeach? And the reason is because since it is possible Lehediot, it is also Lehediot, because the Hediot is not allowed to go and drink this wine because of the Sakona of Eres of the Nochosh, Memela, this is a problem of Mashke Yisrael, that anything which is also Lehediot is automatically also Legavoya. And Rabbi Chananel over there in Sukkah Nun Amad Aleph, he brings down this reason of the Yishalmi, that the problem is because of Mashke Yisrael. Now even though, L'chira, it is hard to understand, why does Eres being in Mayim, this poison of the Mayim in the Nochosh, from the Nochosh, why should this be cause a problem of Mashke Yisrael? L'chira, the Mayim itself is still mutter to drink. There's only a problem, Misad, in the Suffolk of the Eres. But if Be'emes, this Mayim, doesn't have any poison inside, there's no actual inherent problem in the Mayim. But explains the Michas Avram from the Biskerov that it's Mavur in the Rambam in a few places in Ritzeach, Pe'ikud Aleph, Halacha Hey, that Be'emes Midr Abonon, they said that any Mayim which is left open overnight becomes Osa and it becomes a Macholas Asuris. This is Osa, because of the Sakona, now it becomes Bechefta, a Dova Osa, that's Macholas Asuris Midr Abonon, and this is why the Rambam says, Yiloika Makis Maldus Midr Abonon. Memela Gilui is not just because of the Chashash of the Eres, but Be'emes Rabbonon asked it to eat. We're not allowed to drink this Mayim, and it's Macholas Asuris Midr Abonon enough that it should become a problem of Mashke Yisrael. This is Mavur in the Yishalmi, over there in Sukkah, the reason why Mayim Shenizgalo is possible for Nisuch HaMayim. But says Abiskirov, if we look at the Hemshech of the Yishalmi over there says that this is very good by Mayim, but why is Yayin possible? And the Yishalmi says a different reason, because the Yayin, which is left open overnight, is the reason why it becomes possible in Mizbeach, is because of the posuk of Mesameach Elohim Ve'Anoshim, which is said by Yayin, and this wine is not Mesameach Elohim Ve'Anoshim. And the Achrinim, the Nusekelim, and the Yishalmi, they ask, why does Yishalmi need to find a new reason by Yayin that it should become possible by Gilui, L'chiri, the same reason which Yishalmi says by Mayim because of Mashke Yisrael should also be applied to Yayin. Yayin also has a problem of Gilui because of the Eres of the Nochosh. L'chiri, why can you not use the same reason on Mashke Yisrael? Explains the Biskirov that Enechanami, the Yishalmi knows that we can say that the Yayin is also becomes possible in Mizbeach because of Mashke Yisrael. The Shaila of the Yishalmi is, if Yayin, the only reason is also because of Mashke Yisrael, just like Mayim, just like the water, so too the wine, the reason why it cannot be brought to Mizbeach is only because of Mashke Yisrael, or maybe, says the Biskirov, Pshat in Yishalmi's Shaila, maybe there's more of an inherent problem in Yayin over Mayim, which Yayin has extra problem of Gilui, and on that the Yishalmi explains that yes, there's an extra problem over here because Mesameach Elohim Ve'Anoshim, and explains to Biskirov that this is the reason why Yayin itself, in order that it should be called a Tam, the Pasuk over here tells us that the Nesochim have to be Tmimim, and the Tmimim of a Yayin needs, there has to be such a kind of Yayin, Shemesameach Elohim Ve'Anoshim, and if a person cannot drink this wine, besides the problem of Mashke Yisrael, which is a Psul Legabe Mizbeach, there's also a problem in the tmimus of the yayin, that now the yayin is called a yayin, which is a balmum, and the nafkamina would be that if someone maybe is makdish, this yayin, it should be a shayla of the Gemara, that it should be over because of makdish or balmum. Because besides the psul of Mashke Yisrael, there's actually an inherent problem in the yayin, that it's not mesameach elukim ve'anoshim, and memela, even though mayim, we said earlier from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that mayim also has a problem of a mum, but Mashke Yisrael is only a psul, it is not a mum in the Mayim. Mamela the Yishalmi says that by Mayim, it only has a problem of a mum, it only has a problem of Mashke Yisrael. Mashinkin Yayin has an extra problem of Mesameach, Elohim Ve'Anoshim, and it is possible also because it's a Balmum. Mamela says the Biskriyov, this is very well understood now why the Rambam in his Suri Mizbeach, where he's discussing Dinei Mumin, he only brings down the problem of Yain Sheniskalo, even though the din of Mayim Sheniskalo is also possible, like the Rambam says in Tmidim Musafim. But as we explained, this difference between them in the psul itself is very different, the psul by Mayim and the psul by Yain, because by Mayim, by water, the problem is only because of Mashke Yisrael. Mashen Kein, by Yain, there's a problem of a mum. It is missing in the tmimus of the Yain, and this is the reason why the Rambam brings only Yain down in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, because it actually has a psul of a bal mum. This is how the Biskriyov explains a very sadistic din in the difference between the psul of Gilui of Mayim and Yain. Moving further on in the Gemara, the end of the Amud, the Gemara we quoted earlier, Rabbi Yochanan Kles Shaila, if someone is Maktish, Yaini Sheish Bekumachim, is he over the Averia of Maktish Balmum? And we said earlier from the Goyin that this is a Raya, that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda, because otherwise, why does Rabbi Yochanan not clear this same Shaila, according to the Rabbonon, by the other Yainos, which are possible according to the Rabbonon, Moshe Yain Mevushul, or Yain Moushon, and the Kainoi also, yeah. He asks, and he's Mayrich over here, to explain why did Rabbi Yochanan put down the Shaila Dafke on the din of Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda. The Chazon Ish in Siman Mem Beis, Sivkon Chav Zayin, he says that maybe Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda, Poshut, he's the one who says clearly the reason is a psul of Mum, because Tmimim Yulochem in Iskeem, like he adds at the end of the Mishnah, even though this din is according to the Rabbanon also, but since it is mentioned clearly on Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda's case, of Yain Sheish Bekmochim, this is the reason why Rabbi Yochanan asked the Shaila on this case of Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda. But says the Karinaya, a very serious stigma alach here in understanding Rabbi Yochanan's Shaila Dafke in Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda, and this is Be'emes understanding Bechlal in some of the Psule Yain which we find in the Mishnah according to the Rabbonon. The Pashtus of our Mishnah is Mashma, that the reason why the Rabbonon all that Yain Moshon, Yain Mevushel, they all become possible, is also because of the din of Tmimim, which we find at the end of the Mishnah, that they're possible because they changed Ligri Usa, they're bad wines, and therefore there's missing in the din of Tmimim. But the Emes is not so simple, because the Gemara in Baba Basi we quoted earlier in Tzadik Zayin Amid Aleph, there's a klal over there in the Gemara, that anything which is possible in a Sochim, is also possible for Kiddush. Memeila Lechoyer should come out that the Yain, which we find in our Mishnah, one of them is Yain Mevushel, any Yain which is cooked, which is possible in a Sochim, L'chaya, if so, according to the Klal in the Gemara Baba Basra, should also be possible in Kiddush. And Memer Be'emes, the Rambam, in Shabbos, Perik Choftes, Halach Yudalet, he paskens like this, and he says Yain Mevushel is possible in Kiddush. But many Rishonim brought down over there in the Rosh, in Baba Basra, in Semen Yud, he brings from Rabbi Notam, and from a few Goinim, that they argue on the Rambam, and they say that Yayim Mevushel is not included in this klal of Kol Apostle in Esochim, Apostle Lekiddush. And explains the Rosh, the reason is, because Be'emes Yayim Mevushel is a Shinui Latirusa, Lemalyusa, the Shinui which takes place of the Bishul of the wine, is only for the benefit of the wine, and the wine goes up in its quality, and it does not get ruined, and Adarabba, now the wine is even better. Memela, this is not included in the klal of Kol Apostle in the Sochim, Apostle Kiddush, which is only referring to certain wines, which the reason why the Apostle in the Sochim is because of the chisorin of the tmimus, because they're moist, because of they've got a bad smell, or because of gilui, like we said earlier in the Gemara Sukkah. But any time the shinui is causes the wine to go up in quality, and it's a shinui lemalyusa, says the Rosh, even though there's going to be a psul in a sochim for a different reason, but this doesn't go into the klal of kol apostle in a sochim, apostle lekiddush, and therefore yayim mevushel be'emes is kosher lekiddush. This is how the Rosh explains in Baba Basra. Says the Rosh, if be'emes we're saying that yayim mevushel, the cooking of the wine does not ruin the wine like it's mevur in the Rambam, but adarabba it makes the wine even better. So lechiri bazei, if so, why be'emes is this yayim mevushel apostle in a sochim? Says the Rosh, the reason is, for a different reason totally, and this is mentioned in the Gemara Bechiris, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there discusses a case where someone was Hidlo Gefen Al Te'eno, he lifted up the Gefen, and he lifted them onto Te'eno, and it grew, the Anovim were growing together with the Te'enim, and says the Gemara over there, there's a Shinui, there's a change in the taste of the wine, because they have a bit of a taste of the Te'enim of the figs. And this itself is a psul in the Sochim, says the Gemara. The Gemara says over there, my taima, why is there a problem if it's a shinui tam and a shinui reach of these gifonim which are on the teino? Says the Gemara, this is learned from a posuk, zevach unutzochim, ma zevach shaloi nishtano, af nesochim shaloi nishtanu. We need to have nesochim pure in its pure form, and there shouldn't be any shinui in the reach of these anovim which are growing on a tree. Mamela says, Rosh, any time there's a shinui in the yayin, in the anovim, there's going to be posul because of this posuk of zevach unusochim. But it depends whether the shinui is a shinui for the better, or a shinui is a shinui for the worse. If it's a shinui for the better, then the only reason why it becomes posul is only because of this gzeis hakosuv of zevach unusochim. Mashenkin, if it's a shinui ligrei uso, then besides the psul which we have from zevach unusochim, we have another psul of tmimim yu lochem v'niskeyem, that it's a problem of a balmum, and this klal of the Gemara in Baba Basra of kol apostle in esochim, apostle lekiddush, is only if it's also possible because of the din of tmimim. But if there's a zaitiga psul, a sibach itzoinis, why it is possible in esochim, because of the Gemara in Bechiris, because any shinui took place, this is what passes in the Sochim. This is only a psul in the Sochim, but does not go over to the klal of kol and posul in the Sochim, posul lekiddush. Hamamila says Rosh, yai mevushal is kosher lekiddush. So this is a kaponim of very serious sigma chikas yishoinim. In understanding bichlal of psul in our Mishnah by yai mevushal, the Rambam shita is yai mevushal. The cooking causes a shinui legriusa. It causes a bad shinui. And therefore the Rambam says, Ad kedei kach, it could be if someone's makdish, yayin mevushal, he should be chayev because of makdish a balmum. Mash enkin the Rosh is mevur, and other rishonim, that yayin mevushal is a shinui lemalyusa, and the only reason why it becomes possible is because the Gemara's Rosh in the Bechiris, yudzayin omedalef of zevach unesochim. Memele explains the Kayanuria, according to the shita of the Rosh and other rishonim, we can explain very well why Rabbi Yochanan only puts his shaila of makdish balmum only by the din of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda by yayin shirish b'kemochim, because just like the Rosh explains that yayin mevushal is a shinui l'tivosoi, and memela there's no problem of balmum. The reason why it's possible in the sochim is only because of a different reason. It's a problem of zevach and sochim. It has to have yayin in its original form, and it shouldn't be any shinui. But al koponim, since there's no bad chilek of the yayin, Mamela, there's no svar that should be over because of makdish or balmum. And says the Kainur, so too by yayin mu'ushon, we can say that the yayin mu'ushon also causes the wine to go up in quality. And the only reason why it's possible is also because of the Gemara Bechiris, Yudzayin Amad Aleph, and not because of the din of Tmimim, Yu Lochem Viniskeim. And Mamela, Rabbi Yochanan only dresses his shaila only in the case of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, where the problem of yayin shish b'kemochim is a problem ligriusa because of the bad chilek of the wine, which is a problem of tmimim yu lochem v'niskeim. This is how the Kainur explains the Gemara according to the Shita of the Rosh. But be'emes, if we look in the Rambam brings down the Gemara in Bechiris Yudzayin Amad Aleph by Hidlo Hagefen al Gabi Te'ino, that's also possible in Esochim. And it will be mashma in the Rambam, even though the reason why over there it's possible is mefurish in the Gemara in Bechiris, is only because of the din shinui, which is learned from the pasuk of zevach and nesochim, and there's no problem l'chiria of tmimim yu lochem v'niskeyem. Afal pekein, even so, the Rambam is mashma over there later on, that any of the yayin which are possible in nesochim, if someone's makdish this yayin, he should be over for makdish balmum, which is mashma that the Rambam is referring also to this yayin which was hidlo, al gabi ateino, which its whole problem was only zevach and nesochim. Says the Chibin Rav in Chuvas Deviv Mishorim in Simen Lamed Beis that will seem in the Rambam not like the Svar of the Keren Eir. And in the Rambam is Mashma that even though the Shinui over here is not a bad Shinui, it's only a change in its form, even though it could be of a benefit for the wine, Afa Pikein, since there's a Locha in the Yayin in the Sochim, that the Tmimus has to be in its original form, that it shouldn't have any Shinui at all, Mamela, this is enough to be Mechaya of the Makdish, Mishum Makdish Balmum, because the Balmum of the Yayin is not because of something bad in the Yayin. It's a Balmum mitzad the Hilchus Nesochim. In Dine Nesochim, we need to have wine which is Anovim, which has not been Nishtana at all. And if there's any Shinui, then this is a Psul in Nesochim. Mamela, this is enough to be called a Chisorin in the Tmimus of the Anovim and of the Yayin in Nesochim, enough to be Mechayev the person Mishum Makdish Balmum. Memela, this is Dafkemina, which the Kerenu explains according to the Rosh, by Yayin Mevushul and Yayin Mu'ushon, that since these yeinois are only possible because of the Gemara in Bechiris, and there's no bad chilek of the yain, memele yinah oivah mishum makdish balmum, says that Shubin Yerov Lechir in the Loshon of the Rambam will be mashma, that this din applies to any time there's a chisorin in the tmimus of the yain and the sochim, even though the shinui was a shinui letoiv, but since it's a halacha that the yain has sustained its original form, memele this should be enough to passel in the sochim, and memele enough to be chayev the person mishum makdish balmum. This is how the Tribune Rav, in Simon Amid Beis in David Mishorim, he argues on the Svarah of the Karen Uyur, but Al Kaponim we have learned here, you see the Sigam Achleikas and understanding some of the Psulei Yayin, if it's a problem because of the Mishnah, which says, Tmimi Yulachem in his KM, or it's a new problem of Shinui, that the Anovim has sustained in its original form, without any Shinui Reach, and Mamela the Nafkemina is, whether it's going to be Nichlal included into the Klal of Kol Apostle in Esochim, Apostle Kiddush, which is Machlekes Rambam and Rosh.
Welcome everyone, we're starting now the Perek Shtei Midos, Menachas Daf Pei Zayin. Hegishmak a Perek, a lot of Yisoidus about Kli Shoreis, other Yisoidus, see in Yonim of Zvochim and Menachas. The mission starts off that Shtei Midos are Yovesh Hayi Bamikdosh, Yisorin V'chatzi Yisorin. There were two Midos of Yovesh, Yisorin and Chatzi Yisorin, according to the Meir, there were two midas of Esroinus, as the Gemara explains, and the Mishnah concludes that lo ayam moide loy bishloisha lapar loy bishal shnayim laayil el moide din Esroinus. That you had a bigger mincha, more than one isaron, the sochem of a par and of an ayil, so you wouldn't use a bigger mid of three, but rather you'd use one of the isaron, and then you do it three times or two times. So the Sfasemis here asked the obvious question. That if there were the only two midas that there were of Yavesh, were Nisarin and Achati Yisarin, so obviously when you want to make a mincha of Shleish Lapar, you have to use the midah of Yisarin three times, because there was no midah of three Yisarins. So why does the mission need to tell us that you were not Moideh B'Shleish Lapar? And it's not only a question on the Mishnah, really, this din of Loya Moideh B'Shleish Lapar, as the Gemara says, learned out of a Pasuk. Learned out of that there was an extra dot on the Vav to tell me that you should not do Bishal Shleish Lapar. So we have a Pasuk and a Mishnah telling me that you should not be used Bishal Shleish Lapar. All this is L'chaira superfluous. It's clear. There was no possibility to use any other Midah besides that of an Isara. So to answer this question, you have to be Makdim a Yisoid in the Din of Midahs, Din of measuring Menachas. B'Pshutai, the Din to measure a Mincha is just a Hechitimsa. You need to know how much tzeles you need in your mincha, or how much shemen you need in your mincha. So the Torah told us to make kli shoreis, and that, which have midos, which have specific sizes. And now we'll know what an isaron is, what a half an isaron is, what a loig, what a revius. When you need to know what the things are, so now you have a measuring cup. It's the point of the measuring cup is just to know that you have the right amount in the end. So b'shuta, just like when you use in your kitchen, you use a measuring cup. Point of the cup is hechitimsa to know that you have the right amount. So b'pshutai, we take the din of medida that there is by minochis, it's the same thing. It does hechitimsa to know how much seilus you have and how much shemen you have, and now you bring the right amount for your mincha. That is the pasuk pshat. But the Briskerov and the Mikdash David tell us that that's not true. It also had that aspect of being hechitimsa to know how much there was, but it was more than that. If there was a din to do a medida, even if you would already know how much, that you had the right amount. But there was a din dafka to do a medida. We'll see the Briskerov later on in the shir, where he built this yisayit from. But now I'll mention the Mikdash David, proofs to this yisayit, the Mikdash that, they always say dicker the same yisayit. That the idea of measuring is not just a hechitimsa, to know that you have the right amount, but rather the measuring is a din. It's a din in the Seder HaMincha that you need to be ma'idin. One ray that Mikdash David says is that there's a man Omar that midas yavish loy niskachu, that the midah that the only midas of lach that you put shemen in and dam, only they have kedusha to be mekadosh the things that are put inside of it. But midas yavish, things that kelim that were used to measure yavish, our mishnah, the sarin and the chati sarin, they were not niskadosh. It's more than this like is written earlier in Menachos. So ask Mikdash David that we don't find that anyone argues on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that there were midas of Yavesh, and there were midas, and we learned out of Psukim. Obviously means that there were clay sharis. The Torah told us to make these midas. And everyone agrees. So how does that work? If the Midas were not Niskadesh, how does it work that they were a Kli Sharitz? Says the Mikdash David, some a very important Chiddush in the Indian of Kli Sharitz, says the Mikdash David, when that there's Machlekes, whether they're Niskadesh or not Niskadesh, the Yikar Machlekes is not whether they have Kedusha or not. Everyone agrees that the Midas of Yavish have Kedusha. The Torah is telling us to make them in the Tzivu of the Mikdash, and about it they have Kedusha. The machlekes, the main nafkaminas of whether the kalim are mekadesh or not, Rashi says in Shavuos Daf Tesvav, it's whether the kli has kedushas haguf, whether the kli itself has kedushas haguf, meaning that if you want to be paid to the kli, you can't be paid to it. Just like a carbon has kedushas haguf, also a kli has kedushas haguf. And the other nafkamina Rashi says there is, isn't mekadesh the things that are put inside of it? That's why you need Meshicha, as the Gemara says. You need to be Moshech the Kalim in times of Moshe Rabbeinu. They were Moshech the Kalim with Shemana Mishcha, and afterwards, Avoidosan Menchan Chosan. That's to give them the unique Kedusha that has Kedushas Haguf, and it could also be Mekadesh, the thing that's put inside it. But even if the Klisharis did not get this Kedushas Haguf, according to the Man D'Omar, and Midas HaYavish Loinis Kachu, it means they do not have Kedushas Haguf. But however, says the Mikdash David, they have Kedushas Peh. They were makdish them to be a clay of the mikdash, a clay of the mikdash, and as kedusha, you can't just be paid it stam. You can't go and use it in your kitchen. If you need to be paid it, if the mind of that they were in this kadesh, they have kedusha saguf, and therefore you cannot be paid them. Pidyon doesn't work. Just like you cannot be paid a carbon, you also can't be paid a kli sharis. Mind of that the mido was not in this kadesh, so the mido does not have kedusha saguf. So therefore you could be paid it, and it's not mikadesh, the thing that's put inside of it. But about it, it's Miklea Mikdash. It's a chilk of the Mikdash. It's these klisharis. Mikdash Dov brings a riot to this. Another riot from the Sakin. There's a big machlokes Rishonim in the beginning of Perek Ezum Mekoimon, in the beginning of Meseches Chulin, whether the Sakinim that were in the base of Mikdash were klisharis or not. And yet there's a whole sugya at the end of Mizbeach Mekadesh and Daf Peches that a Sakin that becomes puzzle. You can't fix it because Eina Nius Mamakam Ashirus says Mikdash David. What it's your own knife? Why it's a knife of Chulin? Where is the din of Anius Mamakam Ashirus? Says Mikdash David that it's Mavur. That it's true. You could bring your knife from your house according to the Rishonim that the Sakin was not a Klisharis. If you want, you could bring your knife from your house and Shecht your carbon. But about it, there were Sakinim that stayed in the base of Mikdash that were always used for Shechtin. Those Sakinim, about it, they had Kedusha. They didn't have the Milah of Kedusha Saguf. That you can't be paid to them, according to the Rishonim, that a Sakin does not need a Kli Sharis. There was no din to make it into a Kli Sharis, that is Kedusha Saguf, the unique din of a Kli Sharis. But Avada, a Sakin, is the Sakin that were in the Mikdash, were Kli Sharis. And therefore, if you had to be paid to them, and there was a din of Ein Anis, Bokam Hashiris, you couldn't fix them, they were things that were a part of the Beis HaMikdash. So who had the Midas HaYavish, says the Mikdash David. Midas HaYavish, even if they were not Mekadesh, the things I put inside of them, but they themselves had Kedusha. And therefore, we learn out of a pasuk that there was din to make them. That's the Ikri Yisrael of Mikdash David, that Midas says. And therefore, they have all the dinim that were said by a Kli Sharis. Said by a Kli Sharis that you can't make the Mishal Eitz. Gemara says in Sukkah that applies also to the Midas. These Midas had a din of Kli Sharis, that they're Ton Geniza, and they have Kedusha, Kedusha's Peh, and they're not made Mishal Eitz. So Mela says the Mikdash David, though, but why do we need that? Well, what's the Indian to have this Mida of that's a Kli Sharis? Madam, that they were Niskadesh. So we understand, the Torah told you to be Mekadesh the Mincha when you put into a Kli Sharis. But the Madam or Midas Yavish Loi Niskadshu. So the Mida is not Mekadesh, the things that's put inside of it. So why do I dafka need to measure my mincha in this midah which is a Kli Sharis? The whole Indian of medida is just a hechi timsa, as we said, just to know you have the right amount of soilus for your mincha. What's the Indian dafka to measure it in a Kli Sharis if the soilus doesn't get any kedusha through the Kli Sharis? Elamai says the Mikdash David, it's muchach that the Indian of medida is a din. There's a din to be made in your mincha, to be made in your mincha. And the Torah said the way to do it is dafka in a midah, in the kli that there was in the Beis HaMikdash, which is a midah, it's a kodesh, that's used to be made in the mincha. That was the unique din to the medida here is a din, and it needs dafka to be done in a kli sharis. And therefore it says the Mikta Shavit. That's also what the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, that lo yam moidir bishal shleisha lapar, it's coming to tell you this din. It's coming to tell you a din of how to be moidir a mincha. The way, now that we've said that medidas and mincha is a din, it's a way that Torah told you, the prescribed method of creating your mincha is by being moided it in the kli of the mikdash, whether it got kedusha or not. But that was the way of being moided the mincha, and as we said, the medida is a din in the asiyas mincha. So the middle of the mishnah is coming to tell you that din is to be done dafka in the midah of yisarim. Even if the mikra there'd be in the base of mikdash a kli that happened to be two esrinus, they didn't specifically make it two esrinus, but they made a kli and they measured it and it happened to be two esrinus. Oh, so now very good. Now I have a mead of two esrinus. So when I come to use to make my carbon of an ayil, let me use this kli. Why not? It's already here. Says the mikdash David. No, the medida of a mincha is davka medida of an isara. Those the Biskarov says that one that line is a chat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah coming to tell me the din that medida sa mincha is an isar. That's the way of being moided a mincha. Kimeduma the din of medida is not ma'akif. Kimeduma that when if you measure your mincha in your house and you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and you're mekadesh it there in the kli sharis, it's okay. There's no shana lava kosev la'akif. You need the medida in the kli sharis. But the proper way of bringing your mincha, Of creating the mincha is being moided in the kli sharis, and the way that that's done is dafkin medidas of esrinus. That's the way the Torah told you to be moided a mincha. It's a very geshmak of pshat. The Dr. Shavin and the Briskarov, pshat of Mishnah, the Chorus of Dvar Muchrochim. That the two halakim of the Mishnah, the first chelik of the Mishnah is just telling me which midas there were, and the second chelik of the Mishnah is telling me din in the maisa medida. That the way you do the maisa medida is always medida of anisar. Another point, the Gemara explains the Machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. According to Rav Meir, there were two Esreinus that learned out of the Psukim, two Midas of Yisaron. Meir says one was for Kol HaMenachas, and one was for Chavitei Kohen Gadol. The one for Kol HaMenachas was Gadush, and the one for Chavitei Kohen Gadol was Machuk. So what is that difference? Why was the one of Chavitei Kohen Gadol Machuk and the other one was Gadush? So the Rishayim explained that because when of the Kohen Gadol, you have to split it afterwards. If it would be Gadush, so then when you split it into two, it will spill out. Therefore, they made that one as the one that they understood that one is the one that's supposed to be Machuk, it's smooth. And the one of the other Menachas was Gadush. And as Rishayim say, it doesn't mean that actually had more than any Saran. Rather, the Mida was smaller, and the Gedisha then it ended up to be any Saran. So, more as a Safik, the fear of Meir, what do they do with that of Chatzi Yisar? Chatzi Yisar was Gadush or Machuk? The Maskan of the Gemara is that just like the Yisarin was Machuk, then also the Chatzi Yisar was Machuk. The Achrayim asks a simple question, that there's no real connection. The reason that of Yisarin was Machuk was because you have to pour it out from Yisarin into two meters of Chatzi Yisar. So we needed that one to be smooth, because if it would be heaping, then it would end up splattering over. But when the meat that you poured into afterwards, the chatzi sarin, that could very simply be gadush. There's no particular reason why that could not be gadush. So the Taras HaKodesh answers this question that ein lasis hefresh bein amidah is an itzrachus l'korban echa. That just like the Torah said that the midah of the isarin is machuk, so it's mistaver that also the midah of the chatzi sarin is machuk. It's not mistaver to make a difference in the two midahs that were needed for one korban. Chorbet Rashi in the Ksav Yad means, Rashi says that Amosfir le the midas chavitin b'mechika chati tar nami machuk toshal chavitinu, because the midas chavitin is b'mechika, so also then chati tar is also machuk because shal chavitinu, and it's mistaver that it's the same thing. That's as the Taras HaKodesh says, we shouldn't make a difference in the two midas that are needed for one carbon. Or this time is very geshmak, more geshmak than we said before from the Briskarov and the Mikdash David, that the aside of medida is a din in the korban. Korban needs medida in this type of mida. So if there are two midas of fear of meir, two midas of isarin, a machuk and a gadush, and the Torah said that chavitin, the medida of the isarin of the chavitin is done in the machuk, So that means the Torah is telling me that the way to do medidas chavit in this carbon, the type of medida that it needs, is a medida of mochuk. So now when I go also to the chatzisar and it's mistaver, that also the medida of chatzisaron is a medida of mochuk, not a medida of godesh. Meaning we want to be meisif right now, that until we spoke about the medida itself, what size of medida you have? You have medida of nisaron, and not medida, there was no din to do medida of two esrainas or three esrainas. Could be that also godesh and mochuk is not only difference in the type of the kli, but it's a difference also in the type of medida. One is the way you measure something is by filling up the kli to the top and zeu, no more. And there's another way of doing a medida that the kli has extrins inside of it. It's the part on top is also part of the maisa medida. So if the Torah tells you that the way to do medida of the chavite kohen gadol is aidei machuk, that's the type of medida that you're supposed to do, then also the chatzi isaron of the chavite kohen gadol, also the way to do that medida is aidei machuk and not aidei godush. Another point here is the Gemara as a suffix of how they were mechalik the 12 chalos of the chavite kohen gadol. Did they do it biyad or did they do it bekli? So Rashi says that what was the suffix specifically over here? Hari all menachas came 10 chalos. So Rashi says apiv Gemara earlier on at Afayin Vav. It says that other menachas that you were marbe b'midas chalosan or memay b'midas chalosan. It's not ma'akev. Only by chavite kohen gadol is in ma'akev. That's why the Gemara here at Etzad, you should do it be kli and not biyad. Normally you could do it biyad, even if it's not exact. It's nishkeferloch. It's not ma'akev. But here, where it's ma'akev, it's the Gemara at Etzad, that you should do it be kli. That's how Rashi explains the suffix of the Gemara. The problem is that what do you do with the maskana? The maskana of the Gemara comes out, that yet you do it biyad, you do not do it be kli. The chitrotoni machnis lamikdosh. So you did it biyad and not be kli. So, but in Cain, it's going to be imperfect. Because if you're doing things by hand, it's always going to be an estimate. It won't be exact. Maisa Taysan Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis asks this question, and he doesn't answer it. That on that Gemara there that says that if you're Marba or Memayt, Midas Chalos, and it's Ma'akev, Taysan says that, it asks that, and it's Mavur and Ar Gemara, that the measurement is done biyad and not bekli. So in Cain, it's impossible for it to be perfect. Rashi there in the Fine Vav, Rashi Xavyar, and the Fine Vav, Rashi says that the Marba Midas Chalosan and the Midas Chalosan doesn't mean the exact amount in each Chala, but rather means the number of Chalas. And if you make 11 or 13 instead of 12, that's Ma'akif. So the few Rashi there, it's Mushav Argamar, it's Mushav the question of Tesis. That there's no din Chavitika and Gadol that need the exact amount in each Chala. The whole din is you only need the right amount of chalos. You need 12 chalos. So then the maskon of our Gemara is good. But the Pirashi by us, then that learned Pshat Gemara and Divine Vav was referring to the amount of chalos in each chala, then we're stuck with Taisa's question, is what do we do with the maskon of the Gemara? And also there's a steer in Rashi. The Rashi by us explains the Gemara and Divine Vav referring to the amount of chalos in each chala. And Rashi and Divine Vav explains the Gemara there, referring to the amount of chalos. So that's Rashi, we could say, that the Yisoy of the Gemara and Divine Vav is telling me that there's an ikuv in the chalos. The chalos has to be exact. The most basic point in that is that the number has to be correct. It has to be dafka 12 and not 11 and 13. Because that's for sure not the exact amount of chalos. By other menachas that need 10, the number 10 is not ma'akiv. But by chavite kohen gadol, it's ma'akev the way you make the chalos. So for sure you need 12. The Gemara by us was mistapik, then maybe just like you need to have exactly 12, then also you need to have the exact amount in each one. That's also a chelik of the ikuv in the midas chalosan, was that having the exact amount in each one. But the fil maskana that was done biyad and not bekli, so bal korchach, that then the din of ikuv in the chalos is only said on the number, because you can never get exact in the amount of seilas in each chalos. And after we could say l'darkos Rashi, meaning there's no steer in the Rashi. Rashi there in the Fine Vav is saying the basic din that you need the right amount of chalos. The Gemara by us tells that just like you need the right amount of chalos, you also need the same amount in each chalos. And maskana of the Gemara is no, that you do your best, but the exact amount is not ma'akif. That's a possibility. Another thing that we could say is I'm on the question, to answer the question of Tesis, what to do with our Gemara. And Tesis asks that if you do it be'oimer, if you do it be'yad, it's always going to be be'oimer, it'll always be an estimate, and it won't be exact. So we could say, as Rishayim say in numerous places, that lo'imitin ater l'malachei ha'sharis. That you have to do, that you do your best, what looks to you to be 12 equal chalas, that's 12 equal chalas. It's true that if you put in a measuring cup, it would be a tiny drop bigger, or a tiny drop smaller. And that the Torah wasn't so makde. What the Gemara means there, as Taz understood the Gemara there, was referring to the amount of silas in each one. There, if what the Gemara means is when there is an obvious difference. One of them is clearly, one chal is clearly bigger than the other chalas. So that's a problem. But if one chal is no clear difference between the two of them. To the naked eye, they all look the same. If you put them in a measuring cup, you'll see that one is a bit smaller, a bit bigger. So that already is not ma'akif. But when the maskan of the Gemara by us, you use a yad, it's true that you use a yad, but you do your best to get the right amount. That's another thing we could say about the question. That there's no seer between the two Gemaras. It's true that the amount of soilus is ma'akif, but when you use a yad, and you do your best to the extent that it looks like they're the same amount. That answers the Iker question of Taisus. What we said before was to answer the seer in Rashi. Because in Rashi, there's not only a problem to extend the two Gemaras, but Rashi himself explains the Gemara in Nevi'im in two different ways. There Rashi explains the Gemara referring to the amount of chalos, and Rashi Vayas explains that Gemara referring to the amount of soilus in each chala. So how would you want to say that actually that the shak of attire of the Gemara by us is how far to take the pshat and Gemara in Nevi'im Vav. Is the Gemara there only donning on the number of chalos, or it's also donning, it's also ma'akev, the amount in the challah. If there would be a kli used to measure, then it's also ma'akev, the amount of stelas in each challah. But the fi maskana of the Gemara, that is only a yad, so ba korchach, it's not ma'akev, the amount of stelas, and it's only ma'akev, the number of challahs. The Gemara Lamaisa answers this question, whether you use a yad or a kli. Maskana of the Gemara is that you use the yad, because it's not right to use a kli. Chitur toni machnis lamikdash, shouldn't bring this small kli into the mikdash, as we should explain, because it's said by a klala, shivu lachmachem b'mishkol, you don't measure bread. So therefore, in the mikdash of Adi, we do not use this kli to measure bread. So the ma'isa, from this maskana of the Gemara, it's a gila in what the nidan of the Gemara was. We see from the maskana that the nidan is measuring bread. Lachmachem. Shivu lachmachem b'mishkol. You don't measure bread. So Bakarach, the suffix of the Gemara, Rashi learns, it's also suffix about bread. The Rishonim here, we're not clear what the Gemara was dining on. What are we measuring? The question is measuring the bread, or the question is measuring the soilus, measuring flour, not bread. So Rashi says that Rashi learned that from the fact that the maskana of the Gemara, the raya was for measuring bread, Bakarach, the original suffix, was also about bread. That's what Rashi says in the suffix of the Gemara. Isa, dough. When something is already dough, then it's you know, it's not actually baked yet, but it's already considered bread. A mashal by the din of challah, you mafresh challah from lechem, but yet that's as the pasuk says. But we already from the time that it's dough, it's already considered lechem. Then we could be mafresh challah. The dinim of Torah once either you don't make hamotzi on it until obviously it's baked, but for dinim of the Torah, once something is dough, it's already considered as din of lechem. So Rashi learned the nidan of the Gemara was by measuring the dough. And the raya was from the fact that the Rashi's raya was from the fact that the maskana, the Gemara says that v'chitotani machan is l'miktosh, and the klala is only referring to bread and not to soilus, which is flour. Taisa over argues on this. Taisa says, brings raya from Gemara later on, that they would put in the shemen of, they would measure the shemen 12 times. Each challah had its own measurement of shemen. And Taisa points out that the din is that you do lisha after belila. You only knead the mincha with water after you've already put in shemen and mixed in the shemen. So you already have. So it must be that the challah that the soilus was split as soilus. In each soilus, you put in shemen and then you make it into a dough. So it's not a dough until you put the shemen in. And each one it was already split up by the time that you put in the water. So the measurement has to happen, the splitting of the challahs into 12 challahs has to happen at the time before it's dough, at the time that it's only flour. That's Taisa's proof from the Gemara later on. So the big question on Rashi, how does Rashi learn our Gemara? So our Gemara is a nice makar, it's referring to bread after it's already dough, but the din is that you put in the shemen to each challah specifically, and blila comes after lisha. So therefore Taisus learns that our Gemara is referring to the flour and not the dough. And Taisus, just like a midah is a klala for bread, it's also a klala for flour, even though the pasuk is referring to bread. But it's, you don't measure things that are going to bring you to bread, you don't measure them either. That's the pshat of Taisus. The question is, what do you do with Rashi from Taisus' question? That the oil was put in before the water was mixed. So the Mikdash Dovin in Simen Ches, Sifkat and Aleph, answers that Rashi, Lishitasa, early on, the find Dalam and Beis, Rashi Ksavyad, but there Chagav, the Rashi and the Ksavyad, the bottom Rashi, is the Iker Rashi. Taisus always quotes the Rashi on the bottom, and Rashi Ksavyad. Taisus never quotes the Rashi on top. However, many Achreinim only had the Rashi on top and not the Rashi on the bottom. It wasn't printed. But at least Taisus' Rashi was the Rashi on the bottom, called Rashi Ksavyad. Akupan Rashi there on the Vindal and the Beis, and Rashi and Ksavyad, says that you did Lisha and Bepeshrin before Blila. Taisus says that Lisha was done after Blila. Rashi's opinion is that Lisha was done before Blila. So it comes out that you put in the Yisarin, you put in water, and you mixed it, and you did Lisha, made it into a dough, and then you split it into 12 challahs, and then you put the Shemin into each one. So Mimela, it's the splitting of the challahs happened after it was already a dough. Another point here that's related to this sugya is a very interesting Rambam, a fascinating Rambam. Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel Maaser Karbanos Halacha Dalet, that you make the 12 challahs of the Chavitei Kohen Gadol. V'achar kach chaylik kol challah v'challah l'shnayim v'oymed. K'dei sheyakrev hachatzi b'boiker v'hachatzi b'erev. Rambam says you make 12 challahs and you split each challah in half. You estimate into that it should be half and half. You split each challah in half and you bring 12 half challahs in the morning and 12 half challahs in the afternoon. That's what the Rambam says, you brought the Chavitei Kohen Gadol. So the Ravid says that that's not at all what happened. Rather, you brought 6 in the morning and 6 in the afternoon. There were 12 Chavitei Kohen Gadol, 12 challahs. That means 6 in the morning and 6 in the afternoon. How does the Rambam get that you take the 12 and you split them in half and get 24? B'chol, I think, which is very tzarich bir, chur, there's no Gemara that says this what the Rambam says. And the Ravid has another question on the Rambam, that why do we need a mid of a chatzi yisarin? Without the Rambam, you understand the mid of a chatzi yisarin is that you take your one yisarin, which is the whole chavitei kohen gadol, and then you split it into two halves, one for the morning and one for the afternoon. But according to the Rambam, that's not what happened. You baked all 12, and each challah was half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So what was the point of the chatzi yisarin? Just use one yisarin. You make your 12 challahs out of the yisarin, and then those challahs you split it to half. What was the point of splitting the yisarin into two halves, and then you made 6 from one half yisarin, 6 from the other half yisarin, and then you combine them all together and got 12, and you split the 12 in half? What's happening over here? Tamua in the Rambam. So the first question of the Ravid, because the Mishnah answers, the first question of the Ravid is, where did the Rambam get this from? Where did the Rambam get that you take the 12 and you split the 12 in half? Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam got it from our Gemara. Our Gemara says there was a need on whether you split it b'kli or b'yad. And the Gemara says, v'chi tortani machnes l'miktash. Why? Because it's a sin in klala. V'shivu lachem lachem b'mishkol. That's what Rishayim say. So what's referring to lechem? Definitely the simple explanation of lechem is once it's already ready, once it's already baked. Rashi said it made it into isa, made it into dough. Dough, as we said, is kimat lechem. For the chiyuv of challah, it's called lechem. So it's kimat lechem. And Taisus, it was even the more dachok, Taisus said it's referring to the seiles. And just like measuring is a klala by bread, it's also a klala by flour. But the Rambam learned kipshutei that it's referring to bread. And really, it's also the lashon of the Gemara, b'ma mechalkon lechalos. So before that, the suffix was about the chalos. The chalos definitely sounds like they're already baked. So therefore, the Rambam learned that you first bake all 12. They're already baked. And afterwards, there's another splitting going on. There's a split of the chavitei kohen gadol after all the 12 challahs are baked. You split each challah in half, and half of the challah is brought in the morning, and half of the challah is brought in the afternoon. That's Makar the Rambam for this, that this Seder, the Chavitika and Gano, and learned it out of our Sugya, very Gishmak. But it still shares the other question of the Ravid. The question of the Ravid is, so what was Indian of the Chatz Yisarin? Why did we measure it in Yisarin and a Chatz Yisarin, and then afterwards we combined the 6 and the 6 into 12, and then we split the 12? Why do we need the other measurement of a Chatz Yisarin? So, on this question, the Bitzkarov and Davzayin Mabez and the stencils says the Yisai that we mentioned the Tchilas Dorm of it earlier, but she said on this question in the Rambam. Bitzkarov says, as we mentioned, that the Medida is a din. It's not just a Hechitimsa and knowing the right amount of flour that you have, but there's a din of a Medida. Right, by Chavitika and God of the Torah says, Mincha Machtisa. That the mincha is split in half, which means normally the din of a mincha, the meat of a mincha is an isaran. Here it was said in Chavit Kangana to do two medidas. You're moided the mincha, which is a meat of an isaran, and then there's also machtitza. You have to make the mincha to half menachas, which means you put it into a kli of a chatzi isaran. That's a chelek of the din of the meat of the mincha. That chatzi isaran is not actually the way that it was brought. It wasn't brought that the thing that you put in one half of Yisarin is brought in the morning, and the other half of Yisarin is brought in the afternoon, according to the Rambam. The half of Yisarin was not as Hechitim said to bring you closer to bringing it, but it was a way of how to measure the mincha. You measure the mincha as machtitza. There's a measuring of it as a mincha, as the holy Yisarin, and then there's another measuring as machtitza. So in order, and the way to mekayin the din of machtitza was dafka idea the measuring. So besides the din that the mincha is brought in halves, you split each chala in half, so also then split it up in the medida itself. I saw Gishmak Harol Fize that Yeshua's topic when you measure the chavite kain gadol in the half isarin, one luchara could say that once you have your whole isarin and now you want them to split up into halves, so you put half of the isarin into a midah of half an is, of into the midah of chatz isarin, and then you know that obviously what's left in your original kli is a half. If I take a half, and I take out half of it, so what's left is a half. A whole minus a half is a half. So the chayr, there's no inyan to measure the second half and to put that into another midah. Once you took out half of your whole and you put that into a midah of chatzi yisarin, so what's left in the midah of yisarin is a chatzi yisarin. That's obviously the right math. From Riyata, there should not be a din to measure that half into a kli, because you already know. But according to the Briskarov, obviously not. According to the Briskarov, there's a din of measuring it of Chatzi Yisarin. Ad Kedei Kach, that we learned in the Rambam, even though that Chatzi Yisarin was not actually necessary at all in order to bring the mincha that way, but there's a din to measure it as a Chatzi Yisarin. So for sure, you have to put that into its own kli. And as we said, before from the Mikdash David, that everyone agrees, the Iker Din of Medida is a Din in the Mincha. And the Torah tells you how to do Medida in the Mincha. Medida is a Din in the Mincha. So it could be that everyone could agree on this point, that if the Torah tells you to be Moide Chatzi Yisroinus by the Chavite Kain Gadol, even the Feed of Rishonim, Rashi and Tesis and the Ravid, even the Feed of Rishonim that hold, that the point of the measuring of the Chatzi Yisarin was because you're supposed to split the mincha in half. I day the two Chatzoy Yisroinus. But it's Mesar that also they agree that you need to put a half in this one and half in that one. The point is not just to get to know that there's half and half. But we need to do a measurement of a Chatzi Yisarin. And the way that I measure a Chatzi Yisarin is in a midah of Chatzi Yisarin. And Neila, it's not good enough to put one half into a kli of Chatzi Yisarin. I also need to put the second half into its own midah of Chatzi Yisarin. So as a quick summary about the things we learned so far about Medida, the Yisrael of the Biskarov and the Mikdash David, that the Iker Din of Medida is not just a Hechitimsa, rather it's a din of how to be moided it. And therefore the Mikdash David says that even by a mincha, where it's not miskadish, I day the midah, even if the midah were not in this kaddish to be mekaddish the things that you put inside of them, but they were a klisharis, and therefore I need to do medida dafka idei a midah which is a klisharis, and it's as a dinim of klisharis, not of eights, and it needs gniza. So there's a din to do medida in a kli of the mikdash in a klisharis, even if it will not be mekaddish it, because medida is a din. That's one din we saw in medida that it needs to be done in a klisharis. Another aspect that we saw in Medida, that being a din of Medida, not just a Hechitimsa, is the fact that you don't do bishal shleish lepar bishal shnayim lo ayel, which is not only because of the fact there was no such kli, but even if you happen to find such a kli, but that's not the proper way of being moided a mincha. The third thing that we wanted to say is that when you have the chaviti kain gadol and you have your isarin, you can't just take out half, put into a kli of chatzi isarin. We also need to take out the second half and put it into its own kli of chatzi isarin. Because you need the medid of chatzi isarin in order to make the mincha into a machtitha babayka and a machtitha baharev, to make it a half and a half. It's not just good enough that you made a half. That's the half for the morning. To make it a half for the afternoon, that has to be put into its own kli of chatzi isarin. And the last nafkamin, the biggest chiddush of all, was what the Biskrov says in the Rambam. That even though l'maisa, that the carbon of chaviti kain gadol was really 12, and the 12 were split into half, it wasn't brought as 6 and 6, but still there was a din to measure the seilas of 6 chalas on their own, and seilas of the 6 chalas on their own. Because the Torah says to bring the carbon as machtisa, and the way you bring it as machtisa, it's also by splitting it up in the medida. Oh, that's very geschmack. Now we come to the suffix of the Gemara. The Shulchan Ma'a Sheikadish K'motzim. Can the Shulchan be Mekadish K'motzim? That was the suffix. And the Maskan of the Gemara is that it's not Mekadish Likariv, but it's Mekadish Liposim. So we have Machlokes Rishayim, which K'motzim you're referring to. Rashi Ksaviyat says it's referring to the Levoino. Levoino that's barred with the Lechem upon him. That's supposed to be on the Shulchan. But the Levoino, you bring a Kaimet of Levoino. Each Bozach has a Kaimet of Levoino. And the question in the Gemara was that instead of putting the koimetz of Levoina into the bazichin, rather you put it on the shulchan itself. Can the shulchan be mekadesh it? So Tosfos asks on Rashi that the how could you put the Levoina on the shulchan? You need to put the Levoina in the bazichin, and the bazichin on the shulchan. How can you skip a step of the bazichin? So therefore, Tosfos learns that the subject of the Gemara was not on the Kmatzim of the Levoina, but that rather is referring to the Kaimetz of the regular Kaimetz, the Kaimetz of the Mincha. You put on the Shulchan, and normally Kaimetz needs to put into a Kli Sharis. After Kmitza, you need to put a Kaimetz into a Kli Sharis. Gemara's Misnapik, if you put on the Shulchan, does that work instead of a Kli Sharis? So that's Taisus Shad in the Gemara. How do we answer Taisus' question on Rashi? That what was the tzadir that you could Mekadish the Levoina and the Shulchan without the Bazichan? So the Biskarov here in the Sensel, and the Mikdash David and Simon Chav Beis of Katan Gimel. They say that this question here in Rashi and Tosfos is Lashitasam from later on in Daf Sarivav, Perek Shtei Alecha. Tosfos there is Mavur in Daf Sarivav that the Levoina has two Kiddushim. It gets a Kiddush in the Bazichin and Haidei the Shulchan. Both of the things were necessary in order to Mekadish the Levoina. That's the opinion of Tosfos there. Rashi argues. Rashi holds that the whole kedusha of the Levoina is only a day of the Bazichin themselves, but the Shulchan was unnecessary in the kiddush of the Levoina. Rashi asks the question that the Gemara there is mashma that the Shulchan also is necessary for the to mekadosh the Levoina. Rashi says, I don't know why the Bazichin were mekadosh the Levoina. That's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So you say that this lishitasim over here. Tosfos asks on Rashi that Rashi learns that you put the Levoina directly on the Shulchan without the Bazichin. So he says, no, but the Levoina needs two things to be Mekadosh it, Bazichin and Shulchan. So if you're missing one of the ingredients, you're missing the Bazichin, how could it be Niskadosh? You need two Kalim in order to be Mekadosh the Levoina. That's Tosfos' question on Rashi. Rashi is Lashitasa. Rashi holds that there's only one thing that's necessary to Mekadosh the Levoina. What that thing is Bazichin. That's normally what's Mekadosh the Levoina. But Be'etzim the Levoina only needed one Kiddush. So the proper way to do it is idei the bazichin. The Gemara by us is a suffix that if instead of using the bazichin, you went straight and you put it on the shulchan, can the shulchan be a replacement for the bazichin? Normally the bazach is supposed to mekadesh it. Maybe the shulchan works instead of the bazach. That's all the shitas Rashi that the levoina needs one kiddush. So the Gemara hears on it. Maybe that kiddush can happen idei the shulchan. But the fitay says that the levoina needs two kiddushim. So then getting one with that, just like the bazichin without the shulchan doesn't work, who had in the shulchan without the bazichin doesn't work. So that's why Tosfos Ba'is had to learn the Gemara referring to a regular mincha. And regular mincha needs one thing to be mekadesh it, a kli sharis. So now the Gemara's mistapik can use the shulchan as that kli sharis in order to be mekadesh your mincha. It's very geschmack, Rashi and Tosfos l'shitasa. The Gemara adds in two words into the question. The Gemara asks, can the Shulchan be Mekadesh Bagoydesh Shaloi? It can be Mekadesh on the Goydesh, meaning on top of the Kli. It's not clear whether that fact was an intrinsic part of the Suffolk or not. Meaning normally Kli Sharis are Mekadesh B'toicham, inside of the Kli. That when something goes in the Kli, then it's Niskadesh. The subject of the Gemara here is that the reason the Shulchan is not going to be Miskadesh is because it's Goydesh, because it's on top of the Kli. That's a reason to detract from the Kedusha of the Shulchan that it cannot be Mekadesh. Or the Gemara is just telling you the fact that a Shulchan doesn't have a Teich. The Shulchan, according to one of the Man Domer later on, the next Perek, that there was nothing on top of the Shulchan. The Misgeres was underneath the Shulchan, not on top of the Shulchan. So Shulchan simply has no inside of the Kli. All it is like a regular table. A regular table has no receptacle. So the only place the Shulchan could be Mekadesh is Bagoydesh. That's why we just mentioned it, because that's what we have to be referring to. But that's not an intrinsic part of the Suffolk. So Mitzvah David in Simon Gimel, Sifkat and Gimel, he learned that way, that was not an intrinsic part of the Suffolk. The Gemara was referring to the Goydesh because the Shulchan has a Goydesh. Because Mitzvah David brings a raya from our Sugya, that all Kli Sharis are not Mekadesh, something which is not Roy Elohim. One could learn that the Maskan of the Gemara is only by a Shulchan is not Mekadesh. Because Bagoydesh, it's not Mekadesh. But a Kli Sharis which is Mekadesh, B'toicha is better. But the Mikdash Dabar learned, and that's a simple way to learn, is that the Gemara mentions Goydesh is just telling you the facts. But that's not the intrinsic part of the Suffolk. The intrinsic part of the Suffolk is the Shulchan, which is not the right Kli, for Levayna, according to Rashi, according to Tosis, for Kaimit of regular Mincha, can it be Mekadesh, though, even though it's not the right Kli? And that was the Suffolk of the Gemara. The Maisa of Derech Agav, though, that the Gemara does mention Goydesh, Tosis earlier on in the first parak on Daf Ches Mebeis, Tosis says that a regular Kli Sharis is not Mekadesh Bagoydesh. Only a Shulchan, which is Darko Likadli Kodesh Bagoydesh, because it's just like Mekadesh, the Lechem upon it, Bagoydesh, so too could also be Mekadesh a Mincha Bagoydesh. But a regular Kli, if you put the Koymet, Tosis there's on Kiddush Koymet, you put the Koymet in the Goydesh of a Kli, it's not going to be Miskadesh. Only in a Shulchan, there's a need in the Gemara, because Dargash al Shulchan is Mekadesh ba Goydesh. Oh, that was the topic of the Gemara. The maskar of the Gemara is that it's Mekadesh li Pasel, which means that it does not get full Kedusha, but it gets a mix as Kedusha, that it can be Nisal with the Psulim of Kachim, Lina, Yaitzeit, Fulyoim, as we will soon see about which Psulim. So the Eilat Shleimei asks from a Mishnah in Zvachim, and Daf Peivav, that there it says in the Mishnah that Kli Sharis is not Mekadesh Dabar Sheino Roy Lehem. And Mashmoi says that it's not Mekadesh at all. Something that's not Roy for this Kli does not get any Kedusha. And here's Mavur in Orgamar that a Kaimetz that's put in the Shulchan does get some Kedusha. Why does it get Kedusha? Says the Eilat Shleimei that the Mishnah there is referring to something which is not Roy for a Kli Bichlal. It's not Roy for a Kli Sharis. You put it in Kli Sharis, it doesn't get any Kedusha. Hashem gain a koimetz, either a koimetz of a mincha like Tesis, or the koimetz of the levaina like Rashi, but it's something which is right for a Kli Sharis. Just the Shulchan was the wrong address. This is not the Kli Sharis that you were supposed to put it into. Therefore, it does not have Kedusha likari, but it does have Kedusha liposi. That's the Eilat Shleimei says. But the Iker Teretz here of the Gemara says it gets Kedusha liposi. So the Firashi, the Gemara is very good. The Firashi, we could be talking of a Levayna which did not have Kedusha Saguf until you put it on the Shulchan. And we want to know, did the Shulchan give it Kedusha to get Kedusha Saguf? So the answer is it does not get Kedusha Likarif. You can't be makrivit as it is. But it does get Kedusha Saguf. And therefore it's Nifsal, B'yotzei, Lino, B'tfulya. That's according to Rashi. But according to Tosfos, we're referring to a Koymet of a Mincha. Koymet of a Mincha already had Kedusha Saguf. Once you put the Mincha, the whole Mincha, into a Kli Sharis, the Mincha got Kedusha Saguf, Liposel, B'tfulyoim, Ubelina. So why do we need, so what's the extra Kedusha here of that, once you put the Koymetz on the Shulchan, then it gets Kedusha Liposel. What was added on to this Kedusha that's Kedusha Liposel? So Tez answers that it's going, that there's enough Gamin according to Ben Besera, in the Sugyan Davov. There the Tanakhama holds that if there's a kmitza psula that was done by a zar, so the mincha is possible, you throw out the mincha. But Ben Meseir holds no. Ben Meseir holds that you could put the kmitz back and do kmitz again bekashrus. That's the opinion of Ben Meseir. But the Gemara says there that once you did kiddush kmitz, even according to Ben Meseir, then it's too late. You can't put the kmitz back and start again. So Tei says that the nafkamina of our sugya of kiddush lipasel is nafkamina of Ben Meseir. That if a zor did kmitza and then you put it on the shulchan, so it gets kedusha. I mean, it's a mixas kedusha that happens by day the shulchan, and now you can't put the kaimitz back. Now you pass up the whole mincha. If it would not have kedusha lipasel, then you could put it back and start again. That's a Tais has to learn the nafkamina of our gemara. Whole nafkamina is going to Ben Meseir. But if you match, you can learn kipshutai. We're talking about a levina which does not yet have kedusha saguf, and a day the shulchan got kedusha saguf. However, there's another ha'ara here, Lefi Darkam Shal HaTesis. The Zaklal Din from the Sugin Zvachim Adav Chafei and many other Gemaras, a psul called Nishpach. That after Shechita, if the dam falls to the floor before you do Kabbalah, so the dam is pasul. And it's before in the Gemara earlier on in Menachas and Adav Chavav, and not only by dam, but also by Mincha. If you take the Kaimetz and after you do Kmitza, before Kiddush Kli, the Kaimetz falls to the floor, the kaimitz is pasul. So here, you did kmitza on a mincha, and you put the kaimitz in the shulchan. If the hadmin in the gemara that the shulchan was right to be mekadesh, so that could be like a klisharis. But if the maskana of the gemara that the shulchan does not do kiddush kli to make it royally karev, in Cain, it should be like nishpach. Once you put it in the wrong place, so the kaimitz is pasul. So. The Gemara is mashed that it gets a mixes kedusha lipasel. Says that's what's an afkamina. What do you mean? Once you put on the shulchan, the whole mincha is pasul. The Hainu Tais learns the whole afkamina of our Gemara is for Ben Beseira. You get a mixes kedusha, but on a regular mincha, Tais says so. I don't need the extra kedusha of the shulchan because I already had kedusha. But it's mashed Balhadian Tais says that the mincha does not become pasul once you put it on the shulchan. If you did a regular kmitza kedas v'kedin. And then you put the kaimitz on the shulchan. So he says, well, what extra kedusha did the kaimitz get? It didn't get an extra kedusha. It became pasul because now it has a psul of nishpach. It's mashma lehadin tesis that there's no psul of nishpach. That on a regular kmitza you put in the shulchan, you're okay. There's no nafkamina of extra kedusha because it already had kedusha, but nothing. You didn't make a problem. That's mashma lehadin tesis. It's more before in the Rambam. The Rambam brings our Gemara in Parakut Aleph Tulei Mukdashim Halacha Chavdalim. Says the Rambam that you did you put the kaimitz on the shulchan. Eino mekatcher likariv, the eino ikariv ad sheyis kaddish beklisharis haroi lekaimitz. The Rambam says that it would not be in the kaddish the kaimitz until you put it on a klisharis which is roi for the kaimitz. Mashmal had in the Rambam that when you do put in that klisharis. It's kosher, and that's what the Kesef Mishnah says in the Rambam. That you put it on the Shulchan, then you take it off the Shulchan and you put it in a Klisharis. Now you can go bring the Kaimetz. How can you bring the Kaimetz? Once you put it on the Shulchan, it got a psul of Nishpach. So that's in the Chazon Ish, in Simen Chavdal, in Menachos, Sifkot and Aleph, Chazon Ish says that in the Chanami, it is psul of Nishpach. And the Rambam doesn't mean that you could go could be mekadesh again in a klisharis. Rama means that if instead of putting on the shulchan lechatchila, you would have put it in a klisharis, then you'll be okay. But you can't. But once you put in the shulchan, it's too late. However, the lashon of the Rambam is more mashma like the Kesef Mishnah that you could fix it afterwards. And as you said, that's also mashma and tesis by us that once you put on the shulchan, you do not pass over the mincha. There's still you can make the mincha kosher. So the Karen Oyer says by us. That we find the psul of nishpach is only when we put it on the floor or in a kli choil, like the Gemara says. But if you put it in a kli sharis, even though it's a kli sharis ha'eino roi l'kiddush, it does not have a psul of nishpach. The lashon of Rashi in Zohar Daf Chafei is that the ritzba paisaltoi. The ritzba makes a psul. The ritzba is the wrong place. So a kli sharis, even if it's not the exact right type of kli for the mincha, but it could be that it doesn't make a psul. The Yisoid of Rekha Renoira is what Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, Chaim Perek Yudimah Meisah Karbonis, that if you put a half of a koimetz in a klisharis, now you can go put the second half in the klisharis. So Reb Chaim is bothered that when you put the first half, it wasn't Yenis Kaddish, it should have a psul of Nishpach. So Reb Chaim says there that because the kli is royal Kabbalah, so therefore it doesn't have a psul of Nishpach. Even though it was not yet Niskadish, but because it's a kli which is right for this koimetz, then it does not have a psul of Nishpach. If you that's far, Reb Chaim, it's only a kli which is right for a koimetz. And a shulchan, which is not right for a koimetz, then it should have a psul of Nishpach. Reb Chaim there mentions another svara, that the kli is considered like the yada richta of the kohen, and therefore does not get a psul of Nishpach. Maybe lefizah, that could also work by the shulchan. Yesh ladum. But what on that to be, you say the Karen Eira wants to say, Karen Eira holds that only a kli choyl or a ritzpa, which is b'chlal matroi, then gets a psul of Nishpach, but any kli sharis does not give it a psul of Nishpach. That's to answer this question here of Nishpach, as we said, is mashma taseh in the Rambam, that there's no psul of Nishpach. Another point here is for what things does it have a psuli posel? As we said, it's niskadish li posel. This koimetz is niskadish li posel. Amay nafkamina. So Rashi says, nafkamina is tful yoim and yoytze. And normally when a tful yoim touches food, he's not metamiyat. But a tful yoim that touches a carbon is yemetamiyat. So now that it became a carbon, so the tful yoim will metamiyat to posel it. Another nafkamina is yoytze. Yoytze is only once something has kedushas haguf. Then there's a psul of yaitze. So Tesis, earlier on in Daf Tes, and also Tesis in Zohar and Daf Chaf, Tesis in Medayik from Rashi in the port in Yisai. And before in Rashi, that as soon as something gets Kedushas Aguf, it already has a psul of yaitze. Even before any Avoida was done to it, once it gets Kedushas Aguf, it already has a psul of yaitze. Tesis then argues, Tesis says you need only after Avoida is done, it gets a psul of yaitze. Tesis brings that Rashi argues, our Rashi holds that right away he gets kedusha to be nifsal b'yotze. So the Achronim ask that big question on Tesis. That Tesis there is a mavur that even though they hold that you need kedusha, you need an avoida done to it in order to be nifsal b'yotze, that's only in a carbon which has avoidas, which has kmitza. But the mashal minchas koyanim, which doesn't have kmitza, so Tesis agrees that as soon as you put it in a klisharis, then it could be nifsal b'yotze. That's before in Tesis there. In Cain, it's shver. What was Tesis? Why is Tesis picking a fight with Rashi by us? Rashi learns that we're referring to the koimetz of the levina of the lechem aponim. That the levina of the lechem aponim, you put in a klisharis, and then you're makriv it. So there's no other avodas that are done to it. A regular mincha then needs kmitza. So until then, it's not complete the kedusha of the mincha. But levina, it doesn't need any more avodah done to it. You put in a klisharis and then you makriv it. So in Cain, just like Tesis says, levinchas koyanim. As soon as you put it into a klisharis, it could be nifsal b'yotzei. Also, the levina of the bazichin should be the same way. So it could be that Rashi agrees with Tesis's klal that a mincha only after kmitza has kedusha to be nifsal b'yotzei. But this is talking about something which doesn't need kmitza. And this, even Tesis agrees, that it should be nifsal b'yotze right away. So to answer this question, the Brisker Rav, in Zohar of Chof Medbez, in Stencil, and the Mikdash David, in Simin Chof Beis, of Katan Gimel, they say, that just like it's before in the Gemara, in numerous places, that the Silut Bazichin is a kmitza for the shtel, for the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim needs something similar to kmitza. A regular mincha, you do kmitza, you take out the seiles of the mincha itself. Here the Gemara says that the bazichin function as a kmitza to the lechem. That the silut bazichin is like the kmitza that is onto the lechem. So say the Brisker Rav and the Mikdash David, that not only does the lechem need the kmitza, but also the levina needs the kmitza. The kim of kmitza is a kim in the levina. The levina itself is not roi until you misalik it. The silik bazichin acts to make the levina roi for avoda. So therefore, until silik bazichin, the levina is not roi. So therefore, it's like a mincha. Even klapi the levina of the mincha, it's like a mincha before kmitza. The lechem upon him, not only is the lechem lacking kmitza, but also the bazichin are lacking kmitza. So the bazichin are lacking avodah onto them, so they're not yet royally kariv. So according to the Kal of Taisis there, calls one that you didn't start the avodah to make it royally kariv, it's not a psul of yaitzei. That's why Taisis was able to be medayik, that Rashi argues on their side. The Rashi is mavur that there's a psul of yaitzei, even before silik bazichin. So right, the Rashi holds that you do not need avodah in order to make a psul of yaitzei. One last point here on this sugya, that as we mentioned before, Taisus was bothered l'shitasam. The Gemara is referring to kaimetz of a mincha. Taisus was bothered. What's the nafkamina of the kedusha lipasal? Taisus answered that the nafkamina is with ben beseira. After the kiddush kaimetz, when it's done the psul, you can't put the kmitza back and start again. That's what Taisus answered the Gemara. So the Achrayim have a question that the fee the Taisus. And Daftes. And Zvachim Dafchav. The Taisa says that there's no psul yaitzei until after avodas are done to it. So it's not clear in Taisa which avodas you need. Is it enough with kmitza? Or do you also need the kiddush kmitz to have a psul of yaitzei? If we'll say that Taisa holds that the psul of yaitzei is only after kiddush kmitz, so why didn't Taisa say that the nafkamina of our Gemara is l'gavi psul yaitzei? Before you put it on the shulchan, you only have kmitza. You don't have kiddush kaimetz, and therefore it's not nifsal b'yaitzei. But after you put it on the shulchan, it's also nifsal b'yaitzei. Givaldik b'shan and the Gemara. Elamai, it's muchach from here, says the Shlema and the Taras HaKadosh. It's muchach from here that there's a psul yaitzei on the kaimetz is even before kiddush kaimetz. Kmitza itself is enough to make a psul of kiddush kaimetz, to make a psul of yaitzei. So therefore, Taisus could not learn that the nafkamina of the kiddush of the shulchan was for psul yaitzei, and they had to find the nafkamina of ben beseira. That's achar muchach l'fi shitas haTaisus. However, the Brisker Rav in Zvachim Daf Chaf brings b'shem Reb Chaim that the psul yaitzei by kaimetz is only after kiddush kli, not like the Achrayim say. And Reb Chaim, it's shver from our Taisus. Why did Taisus not say that the nafkamina was legabe psul yaitzei? So Rechiyun, I have an answer. I'd come for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.